Tonight, a special report from the Situation Room of Big Jewish Media. With our award-winning journalist team at Big Jewish Media, Steve Steinberg, Jonathan Knightsbridge, Catherine Damiana Malou, and Pastor Pernit Ferner, reporting on the special events of the day, the most critical, most important, dangerous news you need to know about before it kills your life. Only on Big Jewish Media. We're big. We're Jewish. Get used to it. We run the world so you don't have to.
Oh my God, so the new developments going on President-elect Trump is about to form his new administration. There is some scandal going on with this thing called bubble porn. Madonna was in a carpool karaoke and the optics didn't look good on that when she tried to pivot around and twerk her ass off. And this is what's going on in the world today. What do you think?
This bubble porn thing is like all the rage right now because it's like they're taking shots of people that are or are not naked, and they're putting bubbles over their genitals and other things no one wants to look at. And it's like a bubble, like a quote bubble on a cartoon thing. And so it looks like they're naked, but they're not.
You know,
and so bubble porn is like all the rage, okay?
But it says in Leviticus, as far as unacceptable sacrifices, it just goes on, do not bring anything with a defect, because it will not be accepted on your behalf. A bubble, you know, it's not called the bubble, the holy bubble.
Well, it's
called the holy Bible.
It's a thing right now.
Pernit against this bubble thing, whatever it is.
Bubble porn. Bubble porn.
Pernit against that.
It's very popular with the kids.
It is not a Pernit.
You know, Madonna's bubbles leave a lot to be desired compared to my jingle breath.
Fabulous.
Mine are wired for sound and for visuals.
Yeah, no kidding.
How do you know about this?
You all need to watch it because... they're going to watch it.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
So the bubble porn thing.
Whatever.
Jesus watches
like
us, too,
the
Catherine.
Rage right now. You can cover up your parts. Using these bubbles.
This is nuts.
These
little scripture
bubbles, little picture bubbles. I don't understand it myself.
I'm Jordan McNamara with the headline news now. Peter Thiel is molding tech ties to Donald Trump, even in the plastics industry. And Rand Paul on Rex Tillerson, I have an open mind, even though it's closed. Democratic senator is set to meet Trump and invite him to speak at a national prayer breakfast featuring Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer. But the GOP's Russia hawks are not your friends, Democrats. So beware when Trump reportedly taps climate-confused congressman as interior secretary who doesn't even know how to type. Trump's business's plans don't meet standards of the ethics office of China, but that's okay because he's running everything through Japan. While suburban voters make a president and they can break him too, but only if they vote on the Disney Channel, how Trump could really drain the swamp would be to add soap to it and scrub it out, but I guess he fired his maid because it's not getting done. But what can Jill Stein's do with her recount? It's not really happening as she planned it. Anyway, but some people think that a typo has cost Clinton the election, even though we're not going backwards. The Atlantic Daily says the past president is the future, while Rex Tillerson still doesn't know what Aleppo is, and Donald Trump says, find out in my evening briefing. The perfect weapon, how Russian cyber power invaded the United States with Rogue One breaks the rules about what a Star Wars movie must be, because this one has Donald Duck. Edward Snowden says that the central problem of the future is control of user data, if you watch the Carol Burnett Show. And after the Gatlinburg fire, a cast iron maker and Dolly Parton set up to help Madonna with her new movie coming out, all about how Ryan Gosling will be in a cartoon with The Simpsons. He's figured out how to have imaginary boyfriends and girlfriends, even though Russia is not involved, and neoliberalism has turned the world into a business, at the 45-minute gas warden. There are two big winners on that one, and it's Trump versus the faithful and the faithless. Even with the new reality of TV, all Trump, all the time, I'm Jordan McNamara for Headline News Now.
I just don't understand the whole point of bubble porn. I mean, haven't we already gone through the era of teasing with balloons and actual, you know, beach balls
boas,
and feathers,
beads.
You know, through the history of burlesque. You know, wouldn't you know something about that, Catherine?
Oh, well,
you know, back in Vegas, when I was playing Cremorville in Vegas, right before my Vegas act failed, we had all kinds of costumes that would make Lady Gaga jealous.
Oh, wow, man.
Cher would drop by. She would get ideas for me, and then she would pass them along to Bob Mackie. They'd show up in the Carol Burnett show. They'd show up on the Sonny and Cher show. And, I mean, you've never seen Gaga wear jingle breasts or Madonna, have you? Or Cher or, you know, anyone else who's trying to copy Catherine. So, they just, I'm going to take these off.
What? Oh.
There. There we go. You know, they automatically switch off the camera and the microphone when they hit the floor like that.
That little red light went off on
it. It immediately sends it to home office so they can review whatever it was that recorded. So anyway,
so cool.
Just know that anything that we say is not just broadcast here on Big Jewish Media Radio.
Right.
It also goes directly to home office.
Well, so cool.
I don't know how it's going to make it to home office considering the entire studio is armored with copper plates in the walls and wires. So, you know, whatever is recorded here, Catherine, just goes out via a wire. So nothing can get in or out unless I want it to.
I'm Pastor Perny Inferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Deciphering Jesus and God. We're talking about things that aren't in the Bible today. Bubble porn, Madonna, carpool karaoke, and optics, and turning around, or whatever it is that you call it, pivot. In Proverbs, it says the sayings of... God, another one of these words. Agur, A-G-U-R. Pretty don't know how to say these biblical words. I am fluent in bibliotechnics and cross citation. So in Proverbs 30, it says, the sayings of Agur, son of Jack, an oracle, the man declared to be Ithiel, to Ithiel and to Ukal. Why do I get this one with these names? Couldn't have been an easy one. Ugh. I am the most ignorant of men. I'm just reading the scripture here. I'm not talking about Pernie, not talking about himself. Pernie, not talking about Pernie. It says in the sayings of Agur, Proverbs 30, I am the most ignorant of men. I do not have a man's understanding. What's happening with Pernie's music?
Just keep going,
What's happening with that?
Nothing.
Catherine, is something being wired into the studio messing with Pernie's program
just
of holy prayers
going.
And Blessed Souls Ministry sending all your money?
Paranoid.
Diamond Lord Forrest Diamonds. Are you still out there? Jack, Robert, Jennifer. Okay, I'm watching you. Put the cigarettes down. Your butt is too fat anyway from pizza and chips and all that beef products.
Oh.
You need to listen to Pernid. You need to listen, Pernid. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the
Steve,
Holy
I'm just
One.
Gonna do my nails.
Can you spell I? Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has gathered up the winds in the hollow of his hands?
I've got
now,
wind.
What's he saying there? Gathered
stop
up
it.
The wind
oh,
in
oh,
the
God.
Hollow
Jonathan,
of his hands. Jonathan, stop
oh,
that.
God.
Ow,
God. Ow,
Jesus, I'm
sorry, man.
That's with it.
I'm sorry, I had a prisoner.
Who can hollow
oh,
up his
roasting.
Hands with the wind
oh,
of the bubbles that come
Let's
all
oh,
say
God,
a prayer
God,
now.
Unprofessional. Go to the bathroom.
Dear
God.
Jesus.
Take it outside.
Take me away in a warm, comfortable bath.
Oh, sorry, man.
And
sorry.
Take all my bubbles.
Jonathan.
And my McDonald's and my karaoke's and my optics. And pivot them around.
That one was really bad.
Moment.
Jonathan.
Light
a match.
To protect
light
me.
Light a match. Call a priest.
Embalm me.
Oh, wait a minute. He's already preaching.
Holy Ghost.
Fabulous.
Hang on, man.
Amen. This is Pernid. Thank you.
Well, that was, now that we've cleared the air. Sheila, thank you for that aerosol, dear. God, what is that, peach or something? It smells, it's kind of fruity with that earthy undertone of Jonathan's farts. Anyway, the optics, let's talk about those optics, because when Madonna was doing that carpool karaoke, you know, she didn't call me about that. I'm actually pretty perturbed with her because Katy Perry and I discussed this with Kathy Griffin. And speaking of Kathy Griffin, she is in a real twirl with Ellen DeGeneres because again, these, you know, Madonna and Kathy Griffin did not check with me first before Madonna did the bubble porn and before Kathy Griffin wrote that book and just really laid into Ellen about female comedians sticking together. And I don't know why you'd want to stick together with someone who you're not married to or at least in a sweaty tryst with. So I don't know what Kathy thinks she's trying to pull here without running stuff by Catherine first.
Hi, I'm Jonathan of The Morning Message with me, Jonathan of The Morning Message, where we talk about things that are cool and totally righteous and everything. It's just like, did I tell you the name of my show? Oh, I did. So it's like I'm just drinking my low-sodium, high-pH, gluten-free triple osmosis water, you know, and it's just like so cool because they don't actually have it at Starbucks when you go to Starbucks and you want to order a water, because it's just their bottled water, which comes from a big lake up in Northern California that Nestle takes its water from and they overcharge you for it. But the reason why I wanted to talk about water at Starbucks is because, like, eventually, if you sit in Starbucks long enough, you have to go to the John. So, like, when you go to the John at Starbucks, hopefully you get one of those bathrooms where it's only one person allowed, because what you want to do is, like, lift the septic tank lid off of the toilet, right? And you'll see a bunch of Ziploc bags that are stored in the septic tank, and sometimes people, like, if they're in a drug ring, they'll store their drugs in there, like marijuana and shit. But usually these days, the millennials are so totally lame, they will store their, like, geotag shit in there, so it's like their geolocation nonsense, but they're also putting the bubble porn in there, so it's like, doesn't make any sense to me, because it's like, pictures with bubbles over the best parts of someone, you know, it's like, you can't even see what's going on, so it's like, you know, now that I think about it, it's like, what is the point of going to Starbucks and, like, drinking so much water or one of your lattes,
I'm Jordan McNamara with Headline Weather Now for the weather you need to know where you live or die. In Los Angeles on Wednesday, it's going to be 64 degrees and partly sunny. On Thursday, it's going to be partly rainy and 61 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be 56 degrees in Los Angeles. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it's going to be 58, 59, 56, and something else. And on Wednesday in Phoenix of next week, it's going to be 63 degrees. In San Diego, it's 61 degrees right now. But in Chicago, it's 11 degrees. In Irvine, California, it's 62 degrees if you think you have to go there. But Denver is going to be 43 degrees today and 38 degrees in Portland right now. But next Sunday, it's going to snow and be 34 degrees. In London, it's only 52 degrees if you want to go see the Queen. But next week, it's going to be 49 degrees on Saturday. Cloudy all day if you want to go to London. In Atlanta, it's going to be 60 degrees and rainy on Sunday. And right now in Atlanta, the humidity is 97 degrees. And that's it for the sulky south and sick weather. I'm Jordan McNamara. You pick your temperature.
Well, the temperature I think you ought to pick for your drink when you go to the Starbucks the next time is, like, either hot or cold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, so, like, don't get, extra, like, hot. You know, I want my 120 degrees.
Demon, oh, the fires of hell.
42 degrees.
Oh, you know, lame
fuck
ass.
Fuck you, man.
That's
just make
right.
it hotter.
This is unholy language.
So
anyway, get out of my
way.
Saying,
if you hang out at Starbucks too long, you know, it's like your bladder fills up, so, like, you're going to have to go to the job, right?
Oh,
so you remember this?
God.
Do you remember what I was saying before,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, like... Like, you know,
yes.
I was totally saying before.
Yeah. Jonas,
I was totally talking about the septic tank and, like, you reach and say, so my point is, it's like, why would you sit in Starbucks long enough to fill up on your mochas and your lattes? Or your triple osmosis bottle water from Nestle.
I don't know. Holy wine.
Only to go to the bathroom and see the porn that
do not believe
is, like, covered with bubbles. I mean, like,
oh my goodness.
What is up with that?
What is that about?
The millennial generation is so lame. They get their feelings hurt like little snowflakes. They don't even look at porn. They look at bubble shit covering up porn. It's like, isn't that crap from the 1920s where it was covered with feathers and stuff?
Well,
Catherine, wouldn't you know that? What are you now, like 400 years old?
About. No, it was covered up with different sorts of paraphernalia. It's called paraphernalia, Jonathan.
Is that a biblical word?
Like various props and things.
I'm Steve Steinberg of LifeX Television, starring me, Steve Steinberg, and today I'm going to be speaking with Catherine DeMiona-Malou, America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker. We're talking about
the fad of bubble porn and how it has affected Madonna's carpool karaoke and her optics as she pivots away from Kathy Griffin. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. It's a real pleasure to be here
you,
and
darling.
Talk about bubble porn. I've got my bubble.
Fabulous. So where should we start with this bubble? How did the bubble thing start anyway? And why is it taking off with the millennial generation? What's up with that?
Well, how it started with the millennial generation is that there was a big PR firm in L.A.
that decided
to launch, like, Kathy Griffin or Katy Perry Miley Cyrus or someone, take a full nude photo and just put bubbles over the parts.
Good
you know,
Lord.
Put bubbles over a woman's parts. And
right.
They called it bubble porn.
Okay.
That's how it started. But the real reason why millennials like it is because millennials are attracted to people who are actually 10 years older than the millennials are, even
so
though the millennials
weird.
Don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, why don't they know it? I mean, what is wrong with millennials?
Oh.
How come they can't tell if someone is older than them or younger than them or dumber than them or smarter than them? I mean, we already know they don't vote.
Oh, don't get me started on their voting habits. You know, these stupid little snowflakes, they complain
don't
so much about their pop stars
being
older women who are wrinkled and sad. And thank God that some PR agency that Catherine was connected with, and I gave them that strategy. I said, you know what? This bitch isn't going to get another wrestling facelift injection.
So tired of that.
Just cover it up with a bubble.
Oh, get rid of it already.
Put that over cocktails and Beverly
Hills.
And so the PR agency took the idea.
No kidding.
And so let's just do that.
Oh.
Let's just cover up the photograph.
Oh, I love this.
Of these ugly, aging women in Hollywood like Kathy Griffin being a real bitch to Ellen
She's
DeGeneres.
Not even June.
And I don't understand
Ellen
that
is
because
fabulous.
Ellen is such a dear. She's
she
so
is.
Nice. And everything on her show is just wonderful.
Lovely.
And Kathy Griffin, you know what, girl? Diarrhea down your leg, shooting out your ass, dribble piss down your leg. This is how you talk when
Terrible.
You met Whitney Houston. Who is the real problem here, Kathy?
Get it. Don't get me started on that Irish bitch with a schnoz the size of a potato from the famine in Ireland or where the hell she came
Steve.
From. It's just like Ellen is fabulous.
She
and
is.
Women should not stick together if all they're going to do is argue and fight over the wrinkles on their face.
But you don't see Republican women doing this. I mean, we're too busy writing New York Times bestsellers like my best friend Annie Coulter and Sarah Palin.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're filling cabinet posts. They're called posts.
In the Trump administration.
And I don't know if you know the word, Steve,
That's right.
but
yes.
a post is something that gets you better optics. Notice how I did the pivot there from
pivots.
That stupid topic we were on of pop culture. I don't know why we have to talk about pop culture
the sponsorship,
women.
You know.
We should be talking about political women like me.
Well, the reason why we talk about it is because it's the thing to talk about these days, the optics of a situation, how it looks, how it comes across to people. Don't you agree?
Well, I sort of agree, and at the same time, I don't. I'm going to pivot away from that because I think we should be talking about things that have more gravitas.
Well, such as what?
Well, the fact that the recount for Hillary Clinton is going famously bad.
Oh,
I
with
mean,
Jill
the poor dear isn't going to win no matter how many
That's
times they
right.
recount these things.
Well, Trump is
and the
fabulous.
Optics don't look good on that either.
No.
You know, she pivoted away when she conceded the election.
Went over there.
Now she's pivoting back.
And
I mean,
she's
it's
back.
More back and forth with that woman,
That's right.
I'm telling you.
Oh, well, anyway, Trump is going to be so fabulous. He's already fabulous as the president-elect, and he's got amazing optics. I mean, he pivots all over the place.
Optics.
Nothing but pivots and gravitas and optics,
mm-hmm.
no matter how much bubble porn Melania Trump has.
Melania
and she
is
didn't do
amazing.
A carpool karaoke twerking in the front seat with Madonna.
Thank God.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Melania can sleep in her own bed in Trump Tower despite
this
what Madonna
we are
says
off topic.
About sleeping in Trump's bed.
We are.
Trump
hello.
Here. It's just whatever Madonna with Egyptian
off topic.
What does this have to do with news? Okay, but what does any of this have to do with anything important?
That's
like, we should be talking about policy today and the optics
no.
of
the
policy
ratings,
and
Jonathan.
How many times our
Talk
own politicians
Scott,
pivot away from policy because they don't
Trump
have any
gets us really good ratings.
Ethics or their integrity for the American people.
Women have plenty of
gravitas.
Melania is in Judges 9:17, and to think that my father
Catherine,
he risked his life to rescue you from the hand of Midian. But today
I
you
own
have
speeches.
Revolted
She's
against
going
my
there.
Father's family.
All right.
I'm Jonah Malibu with the headline Money and Finance News Now. These are the top stories we're looking at in Money and Finance on Headline News Now with me, Jordan McNamara. Markets await Federal Reserve decision on Wednesday through Thursday if they can figure out what the meeting was about on Tuesday. Wells Fargo was barred from some deals after flunking a living will retest with the Central Bank of London that runs through China and Japan, but not Hong Kong. The Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ scored new closing records on tech energy rally today, even though Mickey Mouse said, "I'm not going to do what Google wants me to with their new self-driving car." That strategy is proof of its moonshot pragmatism, even though Apple supplier InvenSense could be the next takeover target in chips and taco chips without the salsa. SeaWorld gains an analyst upgrade with a new orca-free park filled with goldfish. The NASDAQ 100's re-rating, here is where to invest and what to avoid. That says Jim Cramer, "I don't want to fight between tech and Trump. Just give me a burger on Twitter that needs Jack Dorsey as its CEO more than Square One does." That's on Webbush. But Apple launches a searchable TV app without Netflix, but with Hulu, no sound, in black and white. Ted Turner is rolling in his grave. Is he dead yet? Is Facebook headed for a rebound? Let's go to McDonald's and find out. Meanwhile, Jim Cramer's Mad Money recrap is recrap and crap and more crap. So I'm Jordan McNamara for Headline Money Now.
Well, you know, it's just, I'm reminded of the fact that, you know, Catherine, you did that covert stuff with the CIA. God.
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, with your covert boobs.
You know, but Jesus can see everything. We don't need cameras and hidden mics and secret things in the secret place of the secret people.
You don't have like you
face. I mean, Jesus can see everything.
But what, no, but what I'm, Pastor Pernod, what I'm talking about
you
is,
your underwear?
You know, with the CIA and all their massive powers of surveillance and keeping track of everything.
Oh, we have a lot.
The NSA. How come they didn't see this bubble porn thing coming and adjust the optics for Hillary Clinton?
Right.
When it came to the bubble porn, I mean, we should have had some bubble porn covering up Trump.
Well,
and Trump should have had some bubble porn covering up Hillary.
Why?
You know, and not, I don't mean like a cover up,
no,
but
Melania.
I mean, you know, the optics. I'm talking about the optics of it. They should have pivoted to that.
Well, that's not very good gravitas, though, to have a mixed metaphor
you
when
think?
You're using a pop culture term like bubble porn and
well,
then you pivot to talk about politics. Mm-hmm, I mean, isn't that just kind of mixing the metaphor? I mean, that's like the optics on that or the audio on that. Is there like an audio version of the word optics? But anyway, the optics are just bad when you have a mixed metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what Steve was trying to say is that, hi, I'm Catherine Jamiana Malou, and this is Mornings with Malou, Millionaire Secret. You know, we live in interesting times, as the ancient Chinese would say, in these days. And with our constantly changing interesting times, change is a constant. And so the tips that I'm going to give you today have to deal with how to cope with the change that's coming up and coming on strong, so you can be rich and fabulous a quick and easy way, like Catherine Jamiana Malou is. The first tip I want to give you is you've got to align with this strategy of bubble porn. I highly recommend you get a hold of your tax attorney and your accountant, your lawyerist, your producerist, your hairstylist, and your astrologist, and your producerist, your dance trainerist, your yoga treatmentist, and ask them about what is the best possible regimen for you to engage with bubble porn. You know, it's not just a visual aid that gets you going in the morning. It can also be a soothing, tranquil, serenity, enlivening meditation. When you stare at the right photograph of yourself with bubbles covering the worst parts of yourself that often come to mind when you're praying for a better body. Because, you know, I'm very fit. I'm very cut. I do the diet. I do the programs. And I'm fabulous. And I don't need to do a meditation looking at a photo of myself covered with bubbles or shapes or darkly circles that make me look poorly. I look really good. I look really good. Okay, I look really, really good. And this bubble porn business is something that Sarah Palin and I talked about, is that how do we know that the entire Trump campaign, you know, he actually paid less for his campaign than Hillary. She spent over $1 billion. He spent less than half. That in itself is a kind of bubble porn, and that's what I'm talking about. The optics for Trump's expenditure campaign allows him to have a tranquil meditation with serenity.
I'm Jordan McNamara with late evening headline news now. The headline is bonkers because a typo has toppled the Clinton campaign. While the humbling of Mitt Romney by Donald J. Trump says that oil and money don't mix, it's hard to overstate how an anti-environment Trump's cabinet picks are. Even though there's a silver lining to Rex Tillerson's nomination, environmentalists say they don't know how desperate the Syrians are for another Kanye West sequel. And that's it for headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say, is that there was a typo. Something as simple as
my
a
God.
Typo.
I know.
Wiped out the Hillary Clinton campaign, and that in itself is a form of a bubble porn for such a policy.
The Bible does not have
She
typos.
Is a policy wonk.
Well, she's supposed to.
Then why was there a typo? Okay.
Because it was one of the worst and most public email hacks
That's
in political
right.
history. It began with a typo.
Very
because
demonic.
There was, you know, John Podesta, just, he saw this
like
warning
him.
Email in yeah. his inbox
not
back
everybody.
In March claiming to be from Google.
He didn't
but
get it
Podesta
in the whisper from Jesus.
Email password
but not everybody
and
is trained on
that's what the
that.
Email said. So it was a phishing
no.
campaign.
Oh, my God.
You know, even unsophisticated tech types are hip to these kinds of phishing scams.
Even Purdy know that.
Apparently, Podesta wasn't.
Jonathan,
and so he
fish
got caught.
Fish don't come in the email.
And,
fish
you know, what
not
happens next
email.
Should be a lesson yeah. to anyone who types and sends
right.
emails and texts without reading them first.
Duh, right.
And finding out, you know, is this like a scam?
It's
is
a matter
it
of
a phishing
national
attempt?
Security.
Are you being hacked?
It's
you gotta pay attention and question. With a Q,
right.
everything about your email.
Well, well Catherine, how come your people didn't notify Hillary Clinton of this? If, you know, if you're such
oh.
a special black ops president, CIA,
right.
how come your boobs didn't
right.
light up and just let everybody know it was this type of
right
thing?
Man.
Here they are. They're lighting up. No,
knock it off.
Well, so
get
what?
On with
anyway,
her.
Anyway, we did know about it. We thought it was a false flag
really?
Being played.
There she goes again.
By the Syrians of the Egyptians.
Secret non-Jesus business.
And we were still looking into the other things. That's the official story that I was told to say at this moment in time. Because it's a nice day outside.
You know, I just had it with your nice day outside because in Esther, it says in Esther 1:15, according to the law, what must be done to Queen Vashti, he said, she must not have obeyed the command of King Xerxes that the eunuchs have taken to her. And that is just like the typo that she had. And the typo was not a bubble porn. It was sent from King Xerxes in the Bible, the book of Esther. And that's what Sapernia did.